This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Are they going to the bullpen or something here? Current score is 4-3 Guardians over the Royals, bottom of the eighth.
Oh.
Boy, these games go fast nowadays.
They do.
They really do.
I was going to bring that up and say, you know, the audience may rejoin you here soon.
Well, I don't know about all that.
There is
simmer down there, Dan.
By the way, I just saw
leave the stadium, get in their car. Ooh, Dana and Parks.
I just saw this meme on my Facebook feed from a guy named Justin. He says, I don't know who thought Bradford pear trees were the American HOA tree to have, but I hope whoever it is in hell.
They are pretty when they blossom.
They are gorgeous. The smell is interesting.
But they stink and they fall over easy.
They fall over easy.
That's right.
If you're allergic, like one of my children has allergies, this is the week where you are just...
I went on an hour-long walk down the trail today, and there's some morons have planted these Bradford pears, and my neighbor has one.
Gorgeous. They're beautiful.
They are beautiful, but their flowers stink to hell and high water.
They do, yep.
And you're right. They are a weak tree. I learned that from Toby Tobin.
He said, I had one come crashing down, took out a fence, and ended up on our neighbor's roof line.
Growing up, it was a pretty regular chore to go out with a ratchet strap and correct the Bradford pear.
Mm.
And also, they're only beautiful for like 4.5 minutes.
I think they're ugly for the rest of the time.
I love those trees.
They're a beautiful tree. They're a beautiful tree. But they stink and they're weak. Story here from the Daily Mail. Britons have been left starstruck after a mysterious spinning bluish-white spiral was spotted in the sky on Monday night. Some posted the stunning images on social media, joking that they thought it could be aliens or a portal to another world.
It's a portal to another world. Okay.
But the bizarre shape was caused by illuminated frozen fuel expelled from a SpaceX rocket. Uh-huh. Tell it to somebody else. The light blue spiral is formed when excess fuel that has been released from the fast-spinning rocket turns to ice.
And it continues to spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And that's how the aliens get down here.
Right, yeah. Reverse portal.
Correct.
Great.
That's right.
Kind of like, what was that movie that I liked a lot?
Independence
Stargate. Day? No, Stargate.
Oh, Stargate, yeah.
By the way, did you ever get into the series Stargate?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I've never seen it.
Well, it's just, you know, a TV version. They didn't have the biggest budget.
It's terrible. Mm. I tried so hard because I love the movie Stargate.
Yeah.
To get into the TV series Stargate.
I am going to tell you that late last night, I got to run, do not walk. Here we go. Remember the death of the Boston police officer. And at first they thought he froze to death, and then they thought he got attacked by a dog, then they thought maybe he got run over by a car.
So this is the story of Karen Reed.
Yes.
Out of Boston.
I think it's Netflix. Let me look. We pulled it up last night, and Scott, this will be one that you start watching, and then you plow through the whole thing.
She's too hot to convict.
No.
I wouldn't say hot.
Well, what's the name of the documentary? Hang on. It is so well done.
Dan, you have some very high expectations.
It's called A Body in the Snow, The Trial of Karen Reed. And Karen Reed is the star of the documentary. She sits in the very beginning and says, what do you want to know?
Oh, if I'm her lawyer, we're not doing that because she's going back on
trial.
She
is saying, I did not do this. And so we're watching it. She is a pretty brash personality. Okay. She's pretty, she's laughing at times where you're like, oh my God, but you know, it's been what, 3 years since he died. And you're like, oh gosh, she doesn't come across like super like she's a widow or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Sorry.
Sneeze?
I think I sneezed the left half of my brain.
You all right?
Is that your spleen on the ground?
Ooh, that one hurt. I didn't mean to.
So anyway,
she sits down. And one of the first things, obviously, the documentarian is like, did you strike this officer, his name escapes me, I'm sorry, with your car? And she goes, I hate this question. No, I did not. No, I did not kill so-and-so. And then she says, and I'm quoting from her here.
Okay.
I'm opening my eyes and saying this when I look at you. Did I look left? Did I blink? She goes, every single thing I say, someone is putting me under a microscope. Well, look, because she looked this way, that must mean she did it. That's why I hate that question. I am telling you, I did not do this.
John O'Keefe. I don't think she did.
So here's the deal. The first episode, you know, it just goes through that they had an argument. She tells him to run into this house. He takes too long coming out. She gets annoyed and leaves. And she does leave a pretty nasty message on his cell phone. You bank, bank, bank. You know, they fought. They were a couple. And that doesn't look good that she left saying some mean things on his voice message. But again, it doesn't mean she killed him, right? So the first episode just gets into who he was. You know, they talk to friends, like they talk to his parents. And then at the very end, they bring in her defense lawyer. And he says,
I'm sweating bullets the entire time.
Yep, he says, we took all of the cell phones that were in that house that night, and there were several cops in there, a buddy of the chief of police, someone from the ATF.
It
was a cop party in this house.
Yep.
She says she leaves it. I think it was, let's say it's 11:30 at night. Okay.
She never got out of the car.
Scott, they take the cell phones of all of the people that were in that house. I don't know how they did it, but they did it, the defense. And they take those cell phones to a forensic cell phone person.
Analyst.
And one of the women, a wife of one of the cops that was in that house, at 2:15 in the morning, Googles how long to die when a body is out in the cold. Like, Googles, they know this from her phone. Huh. On her phone, someone in that house Googled, how long does it take a person to die left out in the cold? That is her Google search. Not guilty. I've only watched one episode, and I'm telling you, how was this a hung jury? There is a Google search on the phone from someone in there 2 hours after this woman left. It doesn't mean you have to like the woman. I think a lot of you will not like Karen Reed.
How do you know she left at that time? They were at a party. They were drinking. She claims she left at this time.
She claims she never got out of the car.
She never got out of the car, Sam.
And she dropped him off.
And this other woman inside the house is one of the wives of one of the cops. And the Google search was how long to die when you're left out, a body's left out in the cold. Now, why would you Google that at 2 a.m? And then lo and behold, the next day, they find this poor man's body.
Mm-hmm. Well, the defense argument in the first trial was that he had gone into the party after she dropped him off. They were fighting. She wasn't going in. Get out of the car. Go away. Go get drunk with your friends, loser. And he goes into the party. A fight ensues between him and someone at the party. They go outside and fight, and he dies.
Like slips and falls and hits his head. Or and then they say, we're just going to blame the girlfriend. You have to watch this because I don't think you're going to like her. And she's a little
rough around the edges.
I don't want to say Jersey Shore. That's not what I'm saying. But acerbic. She is very, yes, acerbic and a little rough around the edges. But also, she's trying to defend her life and her freedom here, Scott.
Sure.
She's like, I didn't do it.
Now, you asked how could it have been a hung jury. You just need one person who says, I think she's guilty and I'm not coming down.
Someone in that house Googling, how long does it take for a guy to die out in the cold? The end of trial. Someone in that house knows what happened to him.
Just to play lawyer on the other side of this argument, do they have any evidence that she never went in?
I don't believe anyone ever said she was inside the house.
You could put every witness that was at the party on the stand. And did she ever walk into the house? No.
Okay.
I don't know that that carries a lot of water. And the only reason is, Sam, it would be so easily provable or disprovable.
It is called A Body in the Snow, The Trial of Karen Reed.
I got to be honest, when this story first broke and we were talking about it, I was under the impression that she was leaving the party as if she was at the party. I had never heard the detail about how she just dropped him off.
Mm-hmm.
That also makes no sense about how he would have been behind the vehicle.
What she says, Sam, is go in. There was going to be an after party. They had all been drinking. Everyone admits that. There was an after party at this house. And so they show up outside this officer's house. And she says, the lights are off. It doesn't look like anyone's there. And she's like, I'm tired. Let's just go home. And he's like, no, let me go in. And she goes, all right, you go in. If this is the house and there's something going on, come, just let me know. I'm going to sit tight. So he goes inside, and then 3 minutes turns into five. Five turns into seven, however long it was. She gets annoyed and just leaves.
Hmm.
Stay and drink with your friends, like you said, Scott. You stay. I'm out.
Yeah.
She sends a nasty voice message to his phone. That's it.
Retrial starts in about a week, right?
Does it?
I believe so.
I mean, I can't. But it's not a bad strategy. Get your story out there.
The old I'm innocent documentary?
Yeah.
I mean, but there, doth protest too much a little bit? Or?
Well, not necessarily. Not just playing devil's advocate here.
Because I don't really know, nor care.
913-586.
Oh, you're going to care. Oh, wait, you don't have Netflix. But if you did, you would care.
Don't care.
913. The only reason you don't care is because you don't have Netflix, because you're bitter and angry. 913.
What's a grudge if you don't hold on to it?
That's exactly right. 586-7798. You guys have time for another game? Mm-hmm. Dan, you're welcome to come on in for this one. This is Trivial Pursuit, dude.
Oh, I'll just sit back. Dan is going to have a day with this one.
Well, I don't know if he's out there. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, man, never. The print is so bad at trivia. Said the old man. In what Spanish city is the running of the bulls the main attraction?
Starts with a P.
Mm-hmm. Pamplona.
That is Pamplona. Correct. Pamplona.
Pamplona.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, let me see. Okay, all right. What fun newspaper feature first appeared in the New York World in 1913?
Comic strips.
No. A lot of people buy the paper for this.
Crossword.
That's exactly right. The crossword puzzle.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Which of these can water do if it is super heated? Catch fire, explode, or turn black?
Explode.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Hydrogen.
What MLB team did not play a home night game until 1988, when lights were finally installed at their ballpark? All of their games were during the day. Until 1988.
Does Alaska have a ball team? Is it going to be some weird state?
No.
Cubs.
That is correct.
Oh,
the
wow.
Chicago
good
Cubs.
Guess.
Thank you. That was totally a guess.
They played day games only until 1988. Okay. In total, you might want to sit this one out, it's geography. In total area, which is the largest? The United Kingdom, Oregon, or Illinois?
Oregon.
That is correct.
Yeah, I got to go with Oregon, yeah.
During which holiday is the Indianapolis 500 held?
During which holiday? I want to say that's 4th of July-ish.
You're sort of in the ballpark. Memorial Day.
Okay.
Which of these U.S. presidents was right-handed? Bill Clinton?
No.
George W. Bush?
No.
Or Herbert Hoover?
Hoover.
Bush.
That is correct.
Ooh. Then one of the Bushes was a lefty, wasn't he? Was H.W. left-handed?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What style of jeans descended from the navel area? Check that. Check that. This is small print. What style of jeans descended from naval attire?
I was like, all of them?
What?
Look at it. The print is small.
What style of jeans descended from what? Now
naval attire.
Your belly button. Naval attire. I don't know. Low riders? Low riders.
I have no boot cut.
Nope. Bell bottoms.
Oh.
Well, duh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because the naval pants back in the day were super flowy at the bottom.
Huh.
Oh, here comes Dan. We're doomed.
Oh, game's over. Okay, Dan, here we go. What city is is home to the world's first underground passenger train system?
The Big Dig, Boston.
No. What city, and it can be anywhere in the world, is home to the world's first underground passenger train system?
London.
London.
That is correct.
Well, you didn't specify it had to be
Sorry, Dan.
Across the pond.
I didn't say it didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the yearly salary of the U.S. president as of 2017? Is it $250,000, $400,000, or $1 million?
B.
$250,000.
$400,000.
What did you say?
$250,000.
It is $400,000.
Hmm.
What are AC Milan, Ajax, and Real Madrid?
Soccer things.
Soccer teams?
That is correct.
Soccer things.
What is a traditional karate uniform called?
It's kimono-ish.
Okay. Anyone else?
No idea.
A gi.
That is correct.
Wow, Dan!
In what country was President Barack Obama's father born?
Kenya.
That is correct. What comedian is known for the phrase, get her done?
Larry the Cable Guy. No, Jeff Foxworthy.
That's one of them. It's more Larry the Cable Guy than Foxworthy.
One of those guys with
it,
the...
It is Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, I was right the first time.
Sam.
I'm not going to get into that. That's too political. What flavorful cable TV hit show culminates in a showdown at Kitchen Stadium. This one might be too
Kitchen
tough.
Stadium?
Iron Chef?
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Royals tied it up, by the way.
They did, 4-4. That's right.
Ooh.
Name three of the four C's for evaluating the value and quality of a diamond.
Carat, clarity, color.
That's right. Do you know the fourth?
Cut.
That's right.
Yeah, cut.
We're not as dumb as people think we are.
I know my diamonds.
I mean, combined, we're actually an average human being. In what U.S. state could you order Spam for breakfast at a Burger King?
Hawaii.
Gross. Hawaii.
You guys are right. In Hawaii.
Yeah.
Why did you know that?
Why would you do that?
Because Hawaii, Spam is one of the most consumed things in Hawaii.
They love Spam there.
Love their salt.
What number did Dan Marino wear playing for the Miami Dolphins?
12.
10. No.
13?
No. Yes.
I just guessed.
I didn't even have to flip the card on that one. Way to go, Dan.
What was it, 13?
Yeah, it was 13. And lastly, as well as mustard grains and salt, what ingredient is indispensable in making Dijon mustard?
Honey.
No, but you're close.
Mustard grain and
mustard
salt.
Mustard and salt.
Molasses.
Mustard grains, salt, and one other ingredient are necessary for Dijon mustard.
It's very, what's
Pepper.
That word? No, it's very, ooh, it's hot. It's like
not necessarily. It does have a rather pungent odor. It stings the nostrils.
Garlic.
No.
No. It's going to be like, well, not vinegar, but something like that.
Say what?
Vinegar.
Vinegar is correct. Vinegar is correct.
How is that close to honey?
It's liquid.
Man, I was just trying to keep her guessing, man.
Well, you didn't say whether it was regular Dijon or honey Dijon. If it's honey Dijon, there's going to be honey in it.
You said Dijon mustard.
Was it Grey Poupon?
Pardon me.
You know, you guys ruin every game. Every single game.
Do we have more lined up?
We do.
We'll do this
lined
one
up like
up
the two runners on base, 4-4.
Do not describe the action.
I'm not describing the action. It is the bottom of the ninth, and I like those powder blue uniforms.
We will do Sing It Back coming up shortly here on Dana and Parks. The country of Papua New Guinea has banned Facebook in what it calls a test to regulate online content and protect its citizens from hate speech and porn. Porn on Facebook? What? I've never seen porn on Facebook. Okay. Prime Minister Peter Siamalili said the
test.
Well, it's actually not. Said the test, which began earlier this week.
You want to try that again?
Well, it's T-S-I-A-M-A-L-I-L-I. Siamalili.
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 All right, guys, reel it in.
The biological mother of a Connecticut man allegedly held captive for decades by his stepmother has revealed new details about why she gave up custody.
Okay.
And vowed to be there for him now.
No. I'm annoyed at anyone who was ever in that man's life, but go ahead.
Tracy Valorand, common spelling, tells NBC News that she gave up custody in 1993 shortly after his birth. Valorand explained that she had lost custody of her daughter, Heather, years earlier after the Department of Children and Families alleged that she had shaken baby syndrome. Heather's father was actually the one charged with that crime. Valorand said, I was still having issues coping. She explained when her relationship with her son's father ended, she allowed her son to live with him, dad. Things did not work out between the two of us, and I was thinking that I was giving my son a better chance at a full life. If I had known, I just can't fathom. I have no words. Valorant's son, who has not even been named.
Wow.
That I did not know.
He does not have a name.
Let me reread that.
Oh, no. His son who has not publicly been named because he is an abuse survivor.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, just Scott says Parks.
Dana, right. It says Valorant's son who has not been named. How am I to read that?
Publicly.
Well, put the word publicly in there, NBC News. Go to journalism school.
Named. He's like 30, isn't he?
He's 32. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's 5-4.
The now 32-year-old, who is still without a name, was found on February 17th publicly after he started a fire at the home using a lighter.
And hand sanitizer, right?
Yeah, and paper and hand sanitizer. He had grabbed the lighter when he was downstairs being forced to do chores. And yes, you're right. Cleveland 5, Kansas City 4 in the 10th.
He was fed mostly peanut butter sandwiches.
Valorant said so she had tried to get back into his life, but could never find him. Now this is I'm not trying to make her the villain in this story, but there is this thing called Google.
So many people failed this child
in every way. I mean, obviously, dad and stepmom the most. I think he's passed. Dad is passed.
I always want to know in these cases, and I'm not blaming the teachers, but we do have a principal who said years ago. He warned people that there was something wrong in that household, just something to that effect. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand when a child just stops going to school, like falls off the face of the earth. No one's ever heard from them again. Is there not some like.
Not in his case.
Yeah. Like whatever happened to so-and-so who was in class one day and then not ever again.
What about the cases where kids don't go to school enough during the school year and end up in truancy court? And I think in some of the more severe cases have to fight to even keep their child.
Well, they would have had to have known this was going on to take the child out of the home. And maybe they just said we moved. Maybe that I don't know.
But
I've never concealed a child before. I don't know.
So, Mom, Tracy Valorand, I have some serious questions about her parenting. She gives up her son to the biological father, hoping that he would have a better life than what she would be able to provide when they split. That's fine. I get that. Must be a very difficult decision to make, but I get it. At no point did she say, listen, you know, just because I'm giving custody of our son to you doesn't mean that I don't want to still see him.
Right.
Doesn't mean I don't want to bring him gifts. When a year had gone by, and I understand this is in the early 90s, so we don't have the internet yet. We certainly don't have Google. I mean, can but
she
you not?
Knew, she knew who the man was. She knew exactly, who the father was.
Exactly. There were ways even then, police, family services, to find out, where is my son? Was that not written into whatever court decision was made? You don't just, here, you take our kid. The dad had to have filed for custody because it says in the story, she gave the father full custody of their son. And at no point did she not remember his name and do a Google search on him and find his address or where he works or what city he now lives in or whatever. I just, listen, I'm not blaming her for what happened to this young man. But for her to pretend like she's almost a victim as well, that's a hard sell for me. Really hard. Because there were avenues that she could have taken. There were things she could have done that would have led her to her son. And then he may not have spent 20 years sitting in an 8x9 room on the second floor of a dilapidated house. Man, that story just grinds my bean. ABC News, a Michigan resident has died of rabies after apparently undergoing an organ transplant.
Oh, my gosh.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services telling ABC News that the patient underwent an organ transplant at a hospital in Ohio.
Like the donor had rabies?
That's the way I read it. In December of last year, the resident died in January, and a public health investigation determined they contracted rabies through the transplanted organ.
Of all the things you test for when you are receiving the gift of life, Scott, like compatibility, you know, blood type, like all of those things, mm-hmm. I'm sure they run a panel. They would have to run an HIV panel, right?
For sure.
Think of all the things, you know, just all the things you would run to make sure the organ going in is not going to harm the recipient. I bet you they add rabies to the panel now. My God, that's so obscure.
Person-to-person transmission of rabies is extremely rare, though it has been documented in a very small number of cases involving organ transplants.
You've got to be kidding me. Do you know if you have rabies?
You can tell when an animal does sometimes.
Right, but like as a human, would you know it? You know, the only time I ever hear about rabies or a rabies vaccine is when you come into contact with a bat, right? Or a dog that runs off and you've got to get a rabies shot.
Here it is, the symptoms in just a second. Rabies is a viral illness that is almost always fatal if medical care is not received before the symptoms start.
Really?
Yes, almost always fatal if medical care is not received before the symptoms start. Here are the symptoms. Fever, vomiting, difficulty swallowing, confusion, hallucination. If you start getting that, it means it has progressed to the point where you are almost certain to die.
I had no idea it was fatal. And I always wondered when, like, let's say there's a dog bite and the dog runs off or the owner doesn't stick around. You know, that person always, quote, has to get a rabies shot. Well, now that makes sense. If it's that deadly and you don't know where the dog went that just bit you, that's why they make everyone get a rabies shot, because if on the off chance that dog that bit you had rabies, you could die.
60,000 people in the United States receive medical care following rabies exposures every single year. There are fewer than 10 human deaths annually from rabies.
The boys are absolutely falling apart right now.
What's going on?
The bats are on fire and they're not ours.
Oh.
Speaking of bats.
I see what you did there. Yeah, there's an... Well... 7-4?
It was 4-4.
But I just started reading a story about rabies. I look over and they've scored 3.
Yeah, they just got 2 off of that. Well, I can't describe it.
Yeah, you can't. No. Don't describe the action.
I know.
There was, at one point, this object went through the air, and the person with the thing that was supposed to
receive the object.
Receive that object. Yeah. Did not receive the object.
And it proceeded to roll into a
grassy, the gnome area,
a plush area.
Yes,
where they are Eastern Kansas.
And they run after that object to try to retrieve it.
Yeah,
I see.
A lot of running going on at that point. A lot of running.
You saw men running.
Diamond formation.
More running.
A lot of running. Everybody was running.
The number on the screen went up a couple.
The number at the bottom left of the screen, it kept getting higher and higher.
Did. Yes.
I don't know. That's what happens, I guess.
Ticked right on up there.
We're on a commercial break.
913. You guys are very, very funny. 913-586-7798. When we get back, we will play a round of Sing It Back here on Dana and Parks Game Day. Right, we just got a couple more minutes. By the way, the game is over. Royals lost 7-4.
They put up a good effort until that very last inning.
Here is a quick round of Sing It Back, where I will read you a lyric.
Okay.
You have to either tell me the next line or who sang it.
Done.
And you definitely get points if you can tell both.
I'm going to win all of them. Go ahead. Do I sing it?
You can if you want.
The answer is yes.
Totally up to you.
Please.
Some of them want to use you.
Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to get used by you. That is the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of this. Boom!
Okay. Here's a little song I wrote.
Might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. Bobby Darin. Boom!
Okay. You're very excited. Let's see. All right.
Are all of these the first lyrics of the song?
Do not deny my greatness in this
arena.
No, you're
doing great. So far, we are the opening lyrics.
I feel like I've been locked up tight.
Mm-hmm. Why is it so much harder when you speak the words?
I don't know this one.
I feel like I've been locked up tight.
It is Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, for a century of lonely nights.
Oh, yeah, I would know that.
Yeah.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
And in my hour of darkness.
I know this.
Okay.
And in my hour of darkness.
I don't know this one.
Oh, that's hard. I know it.
I had the first two, and I'm done.
And in my hour of darkness. Give me one more word.
I can't.
In my hour of darkness.
Like, he can give you a Stroud's magnet that's stuck inside the game
somewhere. I know that.
She is standing right in front of me. It's
yes,
Let It Be by the Beatles. Mm-hmm. See, I can't.
If you had said, and in my hour of darkness, then I've got it.
Marry me, Juliet. You'll never have to be alone.
I love you, and that's all I really know. I talk to your dad. Go pick out a white dress. It's a love story, baby. Just say yes.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA,
then everybody'd be surfing like California is. Beach Boys.
Very good.
Nice, Sam.
Well done.
Not as good as Taylor Swift Love Story, but it
well
was good.
Done.
Yep.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. I know this. Dan, mm-hmm. What is it? I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I feel like I should know this one.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
Yeah. Got to make you understand.
Yes.
Oh.
I want to tell you I'm feeling.
Y'all just got Rickrolled, okay?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Never going to give you
up. Never going to give you up.
Kiss me under the light of 1,000 stars.
1,000 stars. Take me into your beating heart.
Close.
It is the redhead from across the pond.
Place your head
on my beating heart.
Place your head on my beating heart.
We found love right where we start by
Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran.
Right where we are.
That's correct.
You know that song.
You are very close.
That's how I sing it.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene.
I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who danced on the floor.
Here, I got one for you.
In the round.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
The next line is, Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Man, you got it. Who sings it?
Fountain of Wayne?
Yep.
All right, we got to run. Hope you guys enjoyed Dan and Parks game day. Have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the greatest man of these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.